Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you again, too, Ian. And Doug was fun last week.
We had a good time with our good friend Doug Peterson, who played all the way from Pasadena, California. And Mike, you left us with a challenge. I think I got this one.
I think you did, too. And Doug got this one, actually, before we even hung up the phone with him.
That's true.
I said, think of a famous comedian and a famous athlete, each with the initials L.A. Say out loud the first name of the comedian and the last name of the athlete, and you'll get the name of a famous musician. Who are the three people?
So the comedian is Louis Anderson. The athlete is Lance Armstrong. And if you put them together, you get Louis Armstrong.
Very good. All right, Ian, on June 14th, 1966, Pope Paul VI formally abolished the Catholic Church's Index of Prohibited Books, a list of publications deemed immoral or thought to contain theological errors. So this week, our quiz is about banned and challenged books.
Certainly the Any Questions memoirs going straight to that list.
See, but banned or challenged indicates that it's been written and published, and I don't even think it's going to get that far, so. All right, first up. Three series that have frequently been banned in recent years are the Harry Potter books, the Hunger Games trilogy, and what four-book series by Stephanie Meyer about teenage vampires?
That's the Twilight series.
It is indeed. What Dan Brown novel, adapted into a 2006 movie starring Tom Hanks, was banned in Egypt that same year because, as the culture minister told Parliament, we ban any book that insults any religion?
The Da Vinci Code.
It was the Da Vinci Code. On the American Library Association's list of the most frequently challenged books of the 1990s are Forever, Tiger Eyes, and Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, three young adult books by what author?
Is it Judy Blume?
It is Judy Blume. Very good. Judy Blume is actually one of the most frequently challenged authors of the 90s. She's had five or six books that appear quite regularly on the list of banned and challenged books.
Huh.
Challenged in 2004, Bringing Down the House by Ben Mezrick is a semi-fictionalized account of a team of students who learned to count cards while playing blackjack. What university did these students attend?
I'll guess MIT.
That's right. You got it right. Bringing Down the House was the basis of the movie 21, starring Kevin Spacey, and Ben Mezrick also wrote a book called The Accidental Billionaires, which became the basis for the screenplay for The Social Network. And finally, in 2010, a California school district pulled what book from its library after a parent complained when a student came across an explicit term in the book, presumably in proper alphabetical order?
A dictionary?
The Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary was on the docket to be challenged. Well, normally I would tell you that Ian went 5 for 5 this week, but my scorebook has just been placed on the list of challenged books. But I will tell you that you can always write to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can turn the temperature up to 451 and surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge.
Start with the name Harry Potter. Change one letter to a C, and you can rearrange the result to spell a six-letter word for a type of award, and a five-letter word that names a person who might receive that award. What is the award and who is the person?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
If we haven't been banned or challenged, we certainly will. See you then.